The sanctions are the Biden administration's strongest yet against Israeli settlers. It means anyone accused or convicted of violence against Palestinians in the West Bank will be cut off from US banking systems and lose any property or assets that they have here in the United States. It also comes at a time when, despite its staunch backing of Israel, the Biden administration is trying to show that it is prepared to stand up for Palestinian rights. President Biden has received considerable criticism from Palestinian and Arab Americans, who've been deeply angered by Washington's backing of Israel in the conflict in Gaza. Many have said they no longer support Biden and do not plan to vote for him again in November's presidential election. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.